There are various definitions of haiku. One is given in Coeur van den Heuvel's The Haiku Anthology. It consists of two parts, a definition of the classical Japanese haiku and then that of the English language haiku. An unrhymed Japanese poem recording the essence of a moment keenly perceived, in which nature is linked to human nature. It usually consists of 17 anji, Japanese sound symbols, in three parts of 5-7 anji each. The second part is an adaptation in English of the foregoing, usually written in 1 to 3 lines with no specific number of syllables. It rarely has more than 17 syllables, sometimes written in 3 lines of 5, 7, and 5 syllables each. My own view is that a haiku is an up to a breath length poem in which 2, rarely 3, objects in a now moment of awareness are juxtaposed so that each enhances one's appreciation of the other, and together they evoke a felt depth, insight, or intuition of the suchness of things. They are not written from the head, that is, they are not cognitive or ratiocinative sayings or aphorisms or cerebral, but are written from the body's center of gravity, from the wisdom or intelligence of the heart. Also, haiku should be aesthetic in its expression. This does not mean that the haiku is supposed to be pretty or even beautiful. It indicates that the haiku is a poem, not a brief piece of prose, not a scientific description or a journalistic account of an event. There also is a very succinct definition of the haiku by the late Dr. Daisetsu T. Suzuki, that marvelous interpreter for the West of Japanese culture and especially of Zen Buddhism. It is only 12 words in length. The first 6 inform us what a haiku is not, and the last 6 of what a haiku is. He said, "A haiku does not express ideas, but puts forward images reflecting intuitions." And by images in haiku, we do not mean visual images only. Haiku use all the senses. One can say that there are olfactory images, sound images, taste and touch images also.